God gave us a pure, perfect English Bible. And so I don't believe that we have to go learn a foreign language to figure out what God's word said. Now, if we were living in some place where we spoke some obscure language, you know, we might not have the full Bible in our language. You know, there are some places where they only have part of the Bible in that obscure language. Or maybe they have a rough translation of it and they need something better. They need something improved upon. But for us in the English-speaking world, we have the King James Bible. And this is our final authority for all matters of faith and practice. Right. And if somebody comes at me with some doctrine where they can't show it to me in this book, but they have to come at me with all these foreign languages that they don't speak and that I'm not fluent in and they definitely aren't fluent in, and then they're going to come at me with all these arguments of going to the Greek and the Hebrew, well, you know, I'm not interested. I'm not listening, because if I can't get it from reading an English Bible, then guess what? It's probably not there, because people read into things and they can make things up. And as the saying goes, to most people is Greek to them. So they won't even know whether it's true or not. That's why everything should be based on the English Bible, because we speak English. Now look, if we speak Spanish, we would get up and say, hey, talk to me out of a Spanish Bible. Don't come at me with foreign languages that neither of us speak. If we were all exclusive Spanish speakers, because you have to have the Bible in your own language and you have to talk about the Bible in your own language. You can't pull out some other foreign language, because then nobody knows. Because they don't. Does everybody understand what I'm saying? I mean, it's stupid to talk in a foreign language that nobody knows. Quit speaking in an unknown tongue. I'd rather speak 5 words with my understanding than 10,000 words in an unknown tongue, in an unknown language. But people will often attack the doctrine of hell by going to a foreign language that 90% of the church doesn't speak. You saw the hands raised of people who said, hey, I only speak English. So therefore, if a preacher gets up and starts talking about the Greek and the Hebrew, whoosh, it's going to go right over the head of 90% of the people. And that's why deceivers love to go back to the Greek and Hebrew, because it's a great tool for them to deceive people, because nobody can check it out. Nobody knows whether what they're saying is right or wrong. How can we search the scriptures whether these things are so when the preacher's coming at us in a foreign language? Oh, sorry to use that archaic word at in that